我们从何西阿书的第十章的末了，我们看到神的心实在是给人的愚昧激动了。
In the end of chapter 10 of the book of Hosea, we could see how God's heart was incited by man's foolishness.
以色列的百姓也动神的怒气，把神逼到神怜悯人的底线了。
That the Israelites, they have provoked God's anger to a point that they have forced God to his bottom line.
是我们读到第十章末了的时候，我们就看到神在那里宣告神要把他们交出去了。
So at the end of chapter 10, we can see that God proclaimed that he would give them out.
当然这个交出去不是因为神的怒气，而是因为人和神立约的结果。
But this giving them away is not because of God's wrath, but it's as a result of God's covenant with them.
我想我们的主，当他这样显明他要用那种方法去管教他的百姓的时候，
When our Lord has manifested this is the way for him to discipline his people,
他掏出他的心来给他的百姓看，
that he has opened up his heart for his people to see,
让他的百姓能了解神是给他们逼到不得已不这样下手管教他们，
so that his people will understand that God has no more way except to punish them.
所以我们来到第十一章的时候，
so when we come to chapter 11,
我们就看到神在那里说了不少的话。
We can see that God has spoken many words.
那这些话你从外面来看，你说哎呀，神落到一个好大的矛盾的里头。
And outwardly, when we look at these words, we will say that God has fallen into a great contradiction.
好像要管教他的百姓又不甘心。
It's as if he's not willing to discipline his people.
若是不管教他的百姓，神也好像太为难。
But if we didn't discipline his people, he cannot do it either.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里稍微更进一步的体会到神对人的心肠。
So now we would go a step further to try to understand God's heart toward men.
其实这个心肠最高的点显明，乃是显明在十字架上。
And actually, the highest point of this heart or this will is manifested on the cross.
十字架的历史和以色列的历史，虽然在那个过程里头有程度上的差别，也在表现上面不一样。
Even though the history of the cross and the history of Israel, to a certain extent, they are different, and the way they manifested are different.
但是我们回到神的心思这个方面去看的时候，你看到完全是在同一的原则上面。
But if we return to God's heart desire under this principle, it's the same.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到当神把第十章上头的话说过了以后，
So brothers and sisters, that we can see when God has finished speaking in chapter 10.
那我们从十一章开始，你就看到神说出他里边的感觉。
And in chapter 11, you can see how God is expressing his feelings.
这个感觉，用轻松一点来说，就是爱恨交织。
To put it lightly, is a mixture of love and hate.
如果说的严重一点，
And to put it more severely,
那是慈爱和神的公义圣洁到了一个极其尖锐的冲突点。
And to put it more severely, it's a conflict between God's mercy and his righteousness and holiness.
我们来看看神怎么来说出他当时的心情。
Let's look at how God expressed his feelings at that time.
但弟兄姊妹必须先记住，当神说十一章的话的时候，那是第十章末了，神宣告要把他们交给外邦人掳去的这个事情已经宣告了。
But brothers, first you have to remember when God spoke in chapter 11, he first spoke in chapter 10 when he said that he would give Israel like the Israelites away to the Gentiles.
如果从神的那个管理上面来说，虽然被掳的那一个事实还没有出现，但是 已经在神的那个观察里边显明了。
Even though the fact of the exile, this fact has not been manifested, but under God's governance, it has begun.
所以我们领会到神是在这样的一种历史背景的光景的底下来说出第十一章的话。
So we need to understand it's under this historical background that God spoke these words.
那神说什么呢？
And what did God say?
神就把他从前和以色列中间的那个关系述说了出来。
That God was counting or proclaiming his relationship with the Israelites.
我想弟兄姊妹你留意神说话的那些字句。
Francis, take note of the words that God used.
我不太鼓励弟兄姊妹们过分的注意字句。
I'm not encouraging brothers and sisters to overemphasize on the letters.
但是我们不能忽略字句的存在。
But we could not neglect the existence of the letters.
我们说我们不要过分注意字句的话，因为属灵的事情常常是比字句所表达的要丰富，要膨胀。要更扩大的。
And we said that we would not overemphasize on the letters because spiritual matters is always more abundant and would express more than the letters.
我们若是给字句定牢了，那我们在领会神的心思上面就受限制。
But if we are stuck with the letters, then we will have a limitations in understanding spiritual matters.
但是你又不能不注意字句。
But on the other hand, you have to pay attention to the
letters. 因为不注意字句的时候，那我们人的心思就好像天马行空一样，跑到十万八千里以外，跟神所要表达的事情完全脱离关系。
It's because if we don't pay attention to the letters, our thoughts and minds will go astray or go very far away.
那因此，我一面让弟兄姊妹们要透过字句看到神的那个更高、更大的那种心思。
So on one hand, I'd like brothers and sisters to, through the letters, to understand God's heart that is higher and deeper.
同时我们也不忽略字句所表达的那个正义。
But at the same time, we would not neglect the true meaning expressed by the letters.
那我们留意十一章。
Let's take note of chapter 11.
神说以色列年幼的时候，我爱他。
God said when Israel was a child, I loved him.
什么时候呢？是说的。
And when was that time?
他说就是底下说，就从埃及召出我的儿子来。
It's when and out of Egypt I called my son.
弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
神说出他跟以色列的那个关系。
That God told of the relationship he had with Israel.
他说以色列年幼的时候我就爱他。
He said that when Israel was a child, I loved him.
表明在哪里呢？
What does it express?
表明在我从埃及召出他们来。
It's expressed when he said, out of Egypt, I called him.
召出他们做什么呢？
And why did he call him out? Call him
我先提一下，我们才细细去注意。
I'll first point it out and then we'll look at it.
召他们出来做儿子。
Calling them out to be son.
弟兄姊妹们，这个事情从字句上面来说是很简单。
And this matter, brothers and sisters, looks like it's very simple when you look at the words. 但是你看
到整个的实际的里边，那非常非常不简单。
But if you look at the reality, it's not that simple.
我们首先来看以色列年幼的时候。
First, we need to pay attention to when Israel was
young. 那他年幼的时候是怎么一个样子？
And how was Israel when he was a child?
他们在什么地方？
And where were they?
他们凭什么在神面前引动神对他们的爱意。
And by what do they incite God's love for them?
弟兄姊妹，当我们要看这一段历史的时候，
Brothers, this is when we need to look at this period of history.
很快你就能找出一个结论来了。
And very quickly, you'll come to a conclusion.
以色列根本没有条件可以让神去爱。
Israel has absolutely no qualification for God to love
them. 为什么呢？
And why is that?
第一，
First,
他们那个时候是在埃及。
At that time, they were in Egypt.
我从外面说到里边吧。
I will go from outside to in.
那个时候以色列是很弱小的一个族群。
At that time, Israel was a very small tribe.
他们从雅各领他们上埃及的时候，他们 从雅各所生的不过是七十个人。
So from the time that Jacob led them to Egypt, through Jacob there was about 70.
如果他们从起初到埃及的那一段日子来说，他们是一个非常小的那一个族群。
In the very beginning, when they first entered to Egypt, they were a very, very small tribe.
经过四百三十年呢、啊。
And after 430 years,
他们成了一个民族,
they've become a nation.
但是却还不成一个国家,
but they're not a country yet.
所以跟埃及来比较的时候,
but so compared to Egypt,
他们仍然是很少数,
they were still very few.
仍然是很弱的一群。
They're still a very weak group.
虽然我们读出埃及记的时候我们知道,
so even though we knew about this when we read
Exodus, 他们离开埃及的时候男丁有六十几万人。
When they first left Egypt, they have about 600,000 men.
我们笼统的估计一下，他们整个来说两百多万人。
And for a rough estimate, they have about 2 million people.
但是跟埃及来比较，他们还是少数。
But compared to Egypt, they are still very few
people. 那这个是从外面去看。
This is looking from without.
如果再从外面来看深一点。
And if we go a little deeper,
那他们在埃及是什么样的人呢？
And who are they in Egypt?
奴隶。
They were slaves.
受压迫的一些弱小的民族。
They are a weak group oppressed by people.
甚至有一段的时间，他们碰到那个灭族的危险。
To a point that they had the danger, they were facing the danger of being cut
off. 他们在这种重压的底下毫无反抗的力量。
And under this great pressure, they did not have any might to fight back.
弟兄姊妹，你记得出埃及记一开始的时候，法老王说，以色列人出生的男丁全都要把他们淹死。
Remember in the beginning of Exodus, the Pharaoh proclaimed that all the sons of Israel should be drowned.
他们有办法来挽回这个光景吗？
Did they have any way out?
没有
they didn't have any.
只好眼睁睝地看着养上来的男孩子一个一个的给弄掉
so they could only see or look at the male babies they were all drowned.
因为他们在埃及是奴隶
because they were slaves in Egypt.
埃及对他们来说他们是为奴之家
because in Egypt they are the home for slavery for them.
那弟兄姊妹这个就是他们年幼的时候的光景。
So this is the condition when they were children.
但是这些是外面的。
But this is without.
如果你看到里面去的时候。
But if you look within.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Francis, take note.
那就是你要看到里面去，你就要看他们和神的关系。
If you want to look within, you have to look at the relationship with God.
但是我们读出埃及记的时候，我们就很明显的晓得。
And when we read the book of Exodus, we can understand very clearly.
那一个时候，在埃及的以色列人根本不认识他们祖宗的神。
The Israelites at that time, when they were in Egypt, they did not.Did not know the God of the forefathers.
而他们在受高压的时候，也不会去寻求神。
When they were greatly oppressed, they would not know to seek after God.
他们只会在那里唉声叹气。
They would just be there sighing and complaining.
也许他们在那里说啊，我们真命苦啊。
Maybe they'll say our life is so miserable.
说命苦的还要苦。
And it's even worse than that.
你越自怜就越发可怜。
If you pity yourself more, you would be more pitiful.
但是可怜的还不是在这个情绪上的表达。
But it's more, what's pitiful is not how they express themselves.
可怜的是可怜在他们不认识他们祖宗的神。
But what's pitiful is that they do not know the God of their forefathers.
也不知道他们祖宗的神和他们的关系。
And they did not know the relationship between them and the forefathers.
当然就根本就不知道神和他们祖宗所立过约的事情。
And they did not have any idea of the covenant of the history of establishing a covenant with God and their forefathers.
特别显明在摩西逃亡到那个旷野的时候。
Manifests especially when Moses escaped to the wilderness.
过了四十年
After 40 years,
神向他显现
God manifested himself to him.
差遣他回埃及去领以色列人出埃及了
And sent him back to Egypt to lead the Israelites out of
Egypt. 你留意出埃及记第三章里边 埃及上、啊、对不起，摩西上神所提的那几个的愚昧的问题。
If you pay attention to chapter 3 of the book of Exodus, you can see the few foolish questions that Moses asked God of.
最愚昧的那一个是什么呢？
What is the most foolish one?
神啊，你差遣我去。
And that God, you send me.
我也不知道你叫什么名字。
But I don't know your name.
以色列人问起我，我们祖宗的神差遣你来，那我们祖宗的神叫什么名字？
If the Israelites ask me, the God of our fathers has sent you, what is the name of the God of our fathers?
我就说不出来。
Then I would not be able to tell them.
他们就不会相信我，也不会接受我。
And they would not believe me or accept me.
那这是当然是摩西在神面前推搪的一个理由。
But this is just an excuse of Moses before God.
但是也是事实。
But it's also a fact.
我是实在不知道神的名字。
I truly do not know the name of God.
因为他在他以上已经是不晓得多少代，三四代过去啊，都忘掉了神了。
Because before him there has been three or four generations, they have all forgotten about God.
虽然希伯来书好像把他说的，不是那样的愚昧。
Even though in the book of Hebrews, it describes him not as so foolish.
也说到他，长大了就不再甘心做法老的女儿的儿子。
That it mentioned that when he grew up, he was not willing to continue to be the son of
the daughter of Pharaoh. 就说到他的母亲跟他姐姐怎么和他们中间的一些事。
And talked about the matters happened between him and his mother and sister.
但是没有具体说。
But it didn't mention it very
concretely. 一般读经的都猜摩西对神的认识大概是从他母亲那边来的。
And in general, Bible scholars think that the knowledge of God from Moses is from his mother.
但是就算他的母亲给他说到他们祖宗的历史也是含含糊糊的。
But even if his mother mentioned about God and his fathers, it would be still very confusing and not clear.
所以摩西对神的事情才是那样的幼稚。
So that's why Moses was so naive about the matter of God.
那弟兄姊妹们
When sisters.
神特别选中摩西。
That God picked Moses.
而摩西对神的认识仍然是这样的肤浅。
But Moses still has this very shallow understanding of God.
那其余的以色列人弟兄姊妹你就可以知道他们的光景。
So for the rest of the Israelites and brothers and sisters, you would know the condition.
这就是以色列年幼的时候的光景。
And this is the condition of Israel when he was young.
比如说像这样的一种情形。
And you said that under this
circumstance, 神根据什么选召他们？
Based on what did God choose them?
神根据什么去纪念他们呢？
And based on what did God remember?
如果你要从人这方面所有的来看，一点条件都没有。
If you want to look at what man has, that they have no qualifications at all.
一点资格都没有。
They are not qualified at all.
但是神在这里说。
But God said here.
以色列年幼的时候，我爱他。
When Israel was a child, I loved him.
神为什么爱他？
And why did God love him?
不是因着他们这些人。
It's not because of these people.
我们读经的人都知道。
For us who study the Bible, we know.
以色列所以蒙纪念。
That Israel was remembered.
乃是因着他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Was because of their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各几个人，如果按照人的这方面去看他们，他们起初也不见得很有条件给神来纪念。
But if we were to look at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the very beginning, they didn't have much qualifications to be remembered either.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他从他们祖宗身上看到一点点他们对神寻找和拣选的心意。
From the forefathers, they can see just a little bit of a heart desire to seek after God.
神就因着那一点点选中了他们。
And because of that little bit of desire that God chose them.
这就是他们的资格了。
And that's the qualification.
那如果那样浅薄的资格来说，神在他们年幼的时候就爱他，似乎说不太能说服人吧。
And if it's just based on this shallow qualification that God would say that when they were children, that he loved him, it's like it's
很难受人佩服啊,
get by. It's not like we can accept it very easily. But we thank God that God loves Israel. It's not because Israel deserves it. And it's not because of their fathers deserve it. It was because of God's mercy and his faithfulness. That God's mercy is first on the forefathers.
然后透过神和他们的祖宗定他们立约。
And then it's through the covenant between God and the fathers and themselves. And God's faithfulness continued. And we have to bow down and worship our God. And when we look at this,
我们才懂得我们纵然失信, 祂仍是可信的, 这一个神的性格, 从远古,
then it's because of this that we can understand what it means by when we are faithless, but he is still faithful. This God, the character of him, it existed from the beginning of time.
No, 神说,
God said that when Israel was a child, I loved
him.
And how did God love them?
我想我因为我们是读先知书，我就不细细的去读那个内容。
And because we're reading the prophetic books, that we will not go into details.
但是我必须要指出神怎么爱他们。
But I have to point out how God loves
神怎么爱他们的内容我们不细说。
But we will not go into details about the
如果弟兄姊妹熟悉唱出利民心的话，利民生的话， 那你会有底子的。
But if brothers are familiar with the first five books of the Old Testament, then
如果你再加上旧约的历史书的话， 那会更清楚。
And also the historical books of the Old Testament, that you will be more clear about this.
但是我们读到先知书的时候， 虽然不能再回到历史书上头， 去把那些历史细细的来一个一个的温习。
But because we're reading the prophetic books, that we could not go back to the books of history, that we go back one by one to read them.
但神在这里说,
but here God said he loved Israel. When he was a child, he loved them. But how did God love them? That here God mentioned four matters. Then I would point out these four matters and brothers and sisters can meditate upon them. The first matter was
造出,
called.
从哪里造出呢?
And where was called?
从埃及造出,
that they were called out of Egypt.
这是头一件事情,
this is the first matter.
那埃及对以色列来说是一个铁炉, 是一个捆绑, 是一个没有指望的地方。
Egypt to the Israelites is a prison, it's bondage, it's a place without hope.
但是感谢神, 他从这样的一种 光景的底下把他们造出来,
but thank God it's under this circumstance that he called them out.
让他们脱离为奴之家,
so they could leave this place of slavery.
是不是只是单单的脱离为奴之家呢?
And is this just leaving the place of slavery?
当然脱离为奴之家, 这个是头一步。
Of course this is the first step to leave the land of slavery.
但是脱离为奴之家, 那个不是目的。
But leaving the land of slavery is not the purpose.
这个只是那个神在他们身上显明神呼召他们的那个过程的起头。
This is the beginning of the process of God's calling.
那神召他们出来的目的是什么呢?
So what is the purpose of God's calling?
去承受迦南。
Is to enter into Canaan.
也就是神给他们祖宗的那个应许。
Which is also the promise of God for the
fathers. 让他们在那里去成全。 神与他们祖宗立约的那个心意,
so they could fulfill the heart desire of God establishing a covenant with their fathers.
神应许亚伯拉罕他的子孙要成为大国,
that God promised Abraham that his descendants would become a great nation, and they will be a blessing to all the nations. And this is the purpose of God calling Abraham.
那现在神把以色列从 埃及带出来进入迦南仍然是这个目的。
So now God is leading Israel into Canaan out of Egypt. That's the purpose.
而我们看他到西乃山下的时候，我们一再的提过的了，神要他们成为祭司的国度。
And when they were led to Mount Sinai, God said that they would become a nation of priests.
那所以他们被造不单是为了承受神应许的丰富。
So the reason that they are called is not only to receive the abundance of God's promise.
也是为了成全神那荣耀的旨意目的。
Also to fulfill God's glorious purpose.
那神是这样把他们选召出来。
And this is how God called them out.
那一直神选召他们出来的时候，在身份上就给他们一个好大的转变。
So when God called them out in the position, the status, as a great change.
在埃及他们是奴隶。
In Egypt, they were slaves.
是给人瞧不起的。
And they were looked down by people.
是给人踩在脚下的。
They were stepped upon by people.
现在召他们出来。
Now that they are called out.
让他们接受一个儿子的地位。
That they will receive this position of son.
弟兄姊妹们。我们留意到这件事情。
We take note of this.
神像他的百姓表达这样的心思，不是在召他们出埃及的时候才发表的。
That God manifests His desire to His people is not manifested while He was calling them out of Egypt.
在什么时候发表的呢
？And when was it manifested？
在雅各从巴旦亚兰回迦南的时候。
Is when Jacob when he was leaving Padan Aram to go back to Canaan.
在皮努以勒的那一个早晨神发表的。
And to then the morning that he left Peniel.
弟兄姊妹你记得了神在那天 对雅各说从今以后你不要再叫雅各了。
And brothers, remember God said that to Jacob that from now on you would not be called Jacob.
你要叫做以色列。
You'll be called Israel.
什么叫做以色列呢
？And what does it mean by Israel?
弟兄姊妹有印象了。
Brothers, you have an impression.
神的王子。
It's the Prince of God.
神的王子当然是儿子了。
The Prince of God, of course, is a son.
虽然那是没用儿子的名这个词啊，但是王说到神的王子的时候，应该比儿子还要高一点呢。
Even though there's no such term as son at that time, but the Prince of God is higher than the son.
王子一定是儿子了。
And prince has to be the son.
但是儿子不一定是王子。
But son may not necessarily be the prince.
但在神跟雅各说话的时候是说明你叫以色列。
But when God was speaking to Jacob, he said that you will be called Israel.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
起初神跟雅各立约的时候神就显明这样的心思。
When God established a covenant with Jacob, he has already manifested
his heart. 现在把以色列从埃及带出来了。
Now that he's calling Israel out of Egypt,
就给他们一个地位。
Then he gave them this position.
在神面前做儿子。
To be son before God.
当然这个儿子跟我们今天在神面前做儿子有一点点的差距。
But of course this sonship,compared to how we are sons before God, that's a difference.
他们做神的那个时候，他们做神的儿子，完全是可以说是，是收养的。
That at that time when they are become sons of God, they are adopted.
但是我们现在做神的儿子呢
？But today when we are called sons of God,
我们却是神的生命所生上来的。
That we are born out of God's
life. 这个是题外话，我不过在这里我特别提一下，因为提到儿子的问题。
And this is something outside of what we are mentioning here, but we are mentioning this because of sin.
好了，那这个是神头一件事情，显明他对以色列的爱。
So this is the first matter manifesting God's love.
那第二件事情呢
？And the second matter.
第二件事情，神就在那里说到以色列叫神伤心的事。
That God is mentioning how Israel has set in his heart.
神召他们出来，让他们做儿子，让他们承受地业，让他们带进神的旨意的完成。
God called them out to be his sons and to receive his inheritance and to fulfill his promise.
但以色列的历史摆在神的面前是什么回事呢？
But what is the history laid out before God, history of Israel?
那是第二节说的。
Which is in verse 2.
他说因为他们走迷了，神就兴起先知来对他们说话。
Because they have walked astray, so God raised up prophets
to speak. 那结果是先知越说话，他们越发离弃神。
But the more the prophet called Israel, the further they went away.
先知越呼召他们回到神面前，他们越发跑到朱巴利那边去。
The more the prophets called Israel to return, the more they go to Baals.
那然后神又说了。
And then God said,
他们做了这样的愚昧的事情。
And because of this foolish deed of them,
不是他们不知道，不应该这样。
It's not that they did not know they should not be doing this.
因为当我召他们出埃及的时候，
Because when I called them out of Egypt,
我教导他们。
I taught them.
说这个第二件事情。
So the second matter,
那是第三节。
Which is verse
神说我原教导以法莲行走。
God said, it was I who taught Ephraim to walk.
我教导他们。
I taught them.
我让他们去经历我手中的工作。
And let them experience the works in my hand.
我让他们明白我心里的意念。
And to understand my heart.
那弟兄姊妹们，你如果对摩西五经你稍微熟悉一点的话，你完全了解神说这句话的所包含的那个内容有多少。
And brothers and sisters, if you are familiar with the five books of Moses, then you understand what these words encompass.
如果对旧约的历史书有把握的，你更清楚知道神说这个话是什么意思。
And if you have a good grasp of the history in the Old Testament, you will be even more clear on these words.
这千多两千年旧约历史的那段时间。
In this 1,000 to 2,000 years of the Old Testament time.
起初神给他们认识神的律法、律例、那个条例和典章。
In the beginning, God let them know about His commands, His laws and statutes.
然后神就用许多实际的神行动去让他们经历到神是怎样的陪伴着他们。
And then God used many concrete examples to let them understand how God is keeping them company.
给他们保护。
And to keep them safe.
给他们供应。
And to supply for them.
为他们征战。
And to fight for them.
让他们享用神的能力、权柄和丰富。
So that they could enjoy God's might and His authority and
abundance. 那这都是神在过去的历史里边不住的给他们的教导。
And this is what God has been teaching them throughout history.
神说我教导他们行走。
So God said that I was the one who taught them to walk.
他们不是不知道该怎么行走。
It's not that they do not know how to walk.
他们明白的。
They understand.
他们知道的。
They know.
但是他们却没有把它所接受的教导放在心上。
But they did not put the teaching they have accepted into their hearts.
以色列人虽然没有活在犹大地。
Even though the Israelites, they are not living in the land of Judah.
但是他们总 还有一个金牛犊吗？
But they still have this concept of the golden calf.
虽然那个金牛犊是假冒一个是杂貌的一个敬拜的对象。
Even though the golden calf is a false image for them
to worship. 但是你摆得出金牛犊出来。
But once you lay them out.
你就不能完全把出埃及的那段历史来抹掉。
That you cannot wipe out the history of Exodus.
那所以或多或少，那么摩西五经里边的内容不完备，也总有一点点存留在以色列。
Even though it's not the five books of Moses is not complete, but you still have a little bit left in your mind.
那弟兄姊妹，我们不是在那推测的。
And we're not here to make some assumptions.
有根据的。
That's a basis for it.
根据什么？
And what is it based on?
弟兄姊妹，当你读《列王记》也好，《历代志》也好。
Whether you read the book of Kings or the book of Chronicles,
你看到以色列被掳以后，
after Israel was sent to exile,
在以色列地不是发生一些事情吗？
There's something happened in the land of Israel.
因为亚述王把大批的以色列人都搬走。
And because of king of Assyria, he has moved a big group of Israel.
然后就从中东另外一些地方就把另外一些民族迁进来。
And then he moved some tribes from the Middle East into the land of Israel.
那些迁进来的民族都是拜偶像的。
And those who moved into the land, they
were idol worshippers. 因为都是从巴比伦、从亚述、从亚兰那边那一带地方迁过来的。
Because they all moved from the lands of Babylon, Assyria, and Aram.
所以就弄到那个以色列北边十字派国的那个地区啊，都成了偶像满了的地区。
So the region in the northern part of Israel of those ten tribes, they are full of idols.
那结果神就允许一些猛兽进来，特别是狮子，来给他们很多的困扰。
So God allows some beasts, especially lions, to come and disturb them.
他们发现这个情形了。
And they realize this.
亚述王也知道这个了。
And the king of Israel also realized it.
因为他们在那个神给以色列人所承受地上面做这样的事情，所以也动神的怒气来对付他们。
So they realize it's because they have done these matters in the land promised by God that they have provoked God's wrath.
那结果他怎么办呢？
So as a result, what did they do?
他就马上在以色列地招聚一些懂得神律法的人，去教导那些迁进来的百姓，有什么事情是神所不喜悦的，你们不要去碰。
So immediately they call those who knows about the laws of God to teach the people in that land, saying that whatever is not pleasing to God, you should not be doing.
所以弟兄姊妹，你晓得在北边以色列，虽然他们是那样的背弃神，但是对于神的知识和神的和他们中间的一些个事情还有一些根底的。
So that from this we know that the ten tribes in the northern part of Israel, even though they have forsaken God greatly, but in terms of knowledge, they still have a little left.
So 他们不是不知道神要做什么。
So it's not that they do not know what God wanted to do.
也不是不知道神要怎么做。
It's not that they do not know how God wanted to do it.
但是他们根本不放在心上。
But they did not put them in heart.
我们喜欢怎样就怎样。
That we'll do as we please.
神说是随神说了。
The God can talk all he
wants. 神说是神的事。
And that's up to God.
而我喜欢是我的事。
And if I'll do whatever I please.
弟兄姊妹，这个是当年的以色列。
And this is Israel at that time.
同时也是全地的那些人的本性里边的那种光景。
But it's also the condition of the nature of the people in the land.
如果人在神面前不敬畏神，
If men do not fear God,
一定是落在这种光景里头。
They have to fall into such conditions.
神说就随神说到够。
It's up to God for him to talk as he wants.
我不喜欢我就不管神说什么。
But if I don't like it, I would not hear it.
弟兄姊妹们，这种光景是不是到现在我们还随时都可以看得到呢？
And brothers and sisters, isn't it the same nowadays that we can see this condition?
甚至在我们自己身上都会出现。
Even in ourselves, it could appear.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们虽然是愚昧，
and brothers and sisters, even though we're foolish,
但是神爱我们，神仍然给我们有教导，如同当日神给以色列人不住的有教导。
But God loves us, and He teaches us just like He continued to teach Israel at that time.
特别你看到神不断的兴起先知来向他的百姓说话，你就看到这个事实。
Especially when we see how God continued to raise up prophets to speak for him.
所以为什么用着先知说话呢？
And why did God use prophets to speak?
最简单的一个理由就是说，神不甘心放弃他的百姓。
The simplest reason is that he was not willing to forsake his people.
既然神不放弃他们，神就教导他们。
So because he would not forsake them, he would teach them.
人不听是人的责任。
If men do not want to listen, it's their responsibility.
但是神却尽了他自己所该做的，来让人有机会。
But God has fulfilled His own responsibility so that man has a chance.
但是人的愚昧叫神心里头真难过。
But the foolishness of man truly sent God's heart.
还有第三个。
And then the third matter.
神说，这些年来我是抱着他们的。
God said that all, throughout these years, I take them by the arms.
弟兄姊妹，你特别注意，当神说的是我抱着他们的时候，就提出了他们不知道是我医治他们。
Verses take note when God said that He took them by the arms, and then He said that they did not realize it was I who healed them.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你就留意了，这个抱就不是字句上的抱了。
So verses take note, this taking them by the arms is just not literal.
这个抱所表达的那一个含义，比字句上的那个抱不晓得多少了。
The meaning that's expressed here or is included in here is much greater than the words.
因为上文主的话亲自解说这个抱是什么意思。
Because God's words explain what it means by taking them by
the arms. 神给他们医治。
God healed them.
什么医治呢？
And how did he heal them?
不是疾病的医治，不是一般肉身的那种疾病的医治。
It's not a physical sickness that he needed to heal them with.
现在许多称为认识神的人，他们一碰到医治，马上就想到，哎，我病了，我打喷嚏，神啊，医好我。
Nowadays, those so-called the people so-called they know God, they would say that every time they're sick or they sneeze, they would ask God to heal them.
不是这个事情。
It's not like this.
你看到神在，特别在旧约先知书上面常常提到神医治他们，是指着他们那个属灵的病。
When God mentioned in the prophetic books that He healed them, He's talking about the spiritual sickness.
这个属灵的病就是背弃神。
The spiritual sickness is forsaking God.
引动神的怒气。
And to provoke His anger.
但是神却不住地给他们挽回。
But God continued to bring them back.
神挽回的方法包括管教在里头。
And the method of bringing them back includes
discipline. 当然那个管教是很轻微的管教。
But the discipline is a very light discipline.
不像现在已经宣告了的了，把他们放弃，暂时交在外邦人的手里。
And it's not like here that he would forsake them and give them away for a while.
但是神说，就算我这样给他们一点管教，我还是抱着他们。
But God said that even though I'm disciplining them, but I'm still carrying them by the arms.
那所以我们换一个话来说，就是说，那这个抱是说出一件什么事情
？In other words, what does that mean? What does it say about carrying them?
是说出神做他们的保护。
It tells of how God has become the protection.
我想我们在北美的弟兄姊妹们很有机会看到那一个图画了。
I think brothers is in Northern California. We can see this picture
easily. 那个就是沙滩上的脚印的那个图画。
Which is the print.
弟兄姊妹们，你记得你见过那个图画，你听过人家提起那个图画，你就知道那件事。那个图画里面说什么
？It's the picture of the footprints on the beach, and if you see this picture, you understand.
我想我还说说吧。那是一首诗。
That was a poem.
说到一个人
，It tells of a man.
他自己的一个属灵的经历。
His own spiritual experience.
他一个人走在沙滩上。
That he was walking on the beach by himself.
他就发觉，他在他所走过的路上边有两个人的脚印。
But he found that on the path that he walked on, there are two sets of footprints.
有一个脚印是他自己的。
One set belongs to him.
另外的一些脚印就不知道是谁的，反正就是。你走一个脚印在那，你那边上也有一个脚印扎在那。
And he did not know who the other footprints, the set of footprints belonged to.
所以他心里很放心。
But he was comforted.
因为他觉得有人陪伴着他走，所以他没有看见那个人是谁。
Because he felt that he has company, even though he could not see who was with him.
但是走到一个地步的时候，就碰到好大的危险了。
But until one point that he has encountered great danger.
是狂风骤雨来啊，还是海浪冲上来啊，还是怎么样？不知道，反正很凶险的一个环境。
We do not know whether it's great wind or rain or the sea waves, but no matter what, it's a great danger for him.
他就发觉沙滩上的脚印只剩下他自己， 只剩下一个人的脚印在那里。
And then he discovered the footprints has become only one set. It's his own footprints.
哎，他心里就有点埋怨了。
And then he has some grumbling in his heart.
情节是我加上去的。
And I have added some details to it.
他心里就有点埋怨了。
And then he has some complaint within him.
我以为陪着我走的那个是神。那我平静安稳的时候，你陪我走是什么意思？
And I thought that when it was God who was accompanying me, but when I was smooth sailing, it was peaceful. Why? What was the meaning of accompanying me?
现在我真的是碰到艰困的时候，我需要帮助的时候，你却躲起来。
But now,
让我一个人在那里去承担。
Now that I have encountered difficulties and I have dangers, and you are leaving me alone for me to face this.
好不容易呢，风平浪静了，天气又晴朗过来了。
And then after a while, the wind has died and it's all sunny again.
他又发觉沙滩上的那个脚印又是两个人的脚印了。
And then he found that the footprints on the beach is two sets again.
他就直接对。对神说的那是抱怨的话了。
And then he complained directly to God.
神怎么回答他呢？
And how did God reply to him?
他是孩子。
He's a child.
你不知道。
That you do not know.
你为什么只看见一个人的脚印啊？
The reason that you only saw one set of footprints.
在那段最难走的时刻里头。
At the most difficult period of
time. 你以为是你自己走过去的？
Did you think that you walked all by yourself?
不是你自己走过去的。
It's not you all by yourself.
是我抱着你过去的。
It's I was carrying you.
所以在沙滩上你只看到一个脚印。
So that's why you only see one set of footprints.
当然这是一首诗所描写的一些属灵的经历。
And of course this is some spiritual experience described in a poem.
但是呢实际是这样。
But the reality is this.
我们的神在旧约的日子对以色列也好，今天对着我们称为他儿女的这些人也好。
That our God toward Israel in the Old Testament time and also toward us who are called his children.
他不是特别在我们新约的人，他给我们说了很清楚的话。
That he especially spoke very clearly to those who are in the New Testament time.
你一天难出一天担就够了。
So you should bury one day's worry at a time.
明天自有明天的难处。
That tomorrow has its own worries.
所以不要为明天忧虑了。
So do not worry about tomorrow.
我们的想法就是。
But this is our way of thinking.
我不为明天忧虑，那谁替我解决难处？
If I don't worry about my own tomorrow, who's going to solve my problems?
弟兄姊妹们，当神跟我们说，一天的忧虑一天当就够了，说这个话。的里面是包括了一个没有说出来的话。
So when God said to us, it's enough for us to worry about today, there is something that's not included, not expressed in here.
那个没说出来的话是什么呢？
And what are the words that's not expressed?
神说，我要负你们的责任。
The God said, I will take up your responsibility.
你们就学习信靠就好了。
And all you need to do is learn to trust.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意到。
My sisters, take notes.
我们的神对他所选召的人，神不单是要领他们出埃及，也叫他们进迦南。
God to those who called is not only to lead them out of Egypt, but also to enter into Canaan.
对我们今天称为教会的神的儿女们来说。
For us children of God who's called the church.
神不单是拯救我们脱离罪和死的权势。
Not only did God deliver us from the dominion of sin and death.
他要领我们进入他的国度。
He would also lead us into his kingdom.
还要继续把我们带进新天新地，作为新耶路撒冷，来显明他的荣耀、尊贵、权柄和丰富。
And he will also lead us into the new heaven and new earth, to the becoming the new Jerusalem, to manifest his abundance and glory and honor.
好像这一段的属灵的路程是不太容易走得完。
It's true that this spiritual journey is not very easy to complete.
因为有许多属灵的征战在那里，一个接一个，一个接一个的在那里等着我们。
Because there are many spiritual battles, one after one, to wait for us.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他说出他对 他名下的人，他爱他们。
He said to those who are under his name that he loves us.
我们的主说的更明确。
And our Lord puts it more clearly.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
He said that since he loves those who belong to him, he will love them to the very end.
因为他一直是抱着他们来走过一切的风浪。
Because he continues to carry them to go through all the hardships.
那这是第三件事情，神指出来他怎么爱以色列的。
And this is the third matter explaining how God loves Israel.
然后还有第四样。
And then there's the fourth one.
那是什么？
And which is?
那是第四节的牵引。
Which is in verse four.
牵引。
The courts.The leading.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他把我们选召过来。
When he called us.
他不单是在那里时刻给我们扶持。
Not only did he support us.
站在我们的旁边做我们的力量。
That he was standing beside us to become our strength.
他还做我们的方向和目标。
But he's also our direction and purpose.
他让我们看见。他要把我们带到什么地方
？He let us see where he wants to lead us.
他要我们看见，他要领我们到一个什么样的地步
？He wants us to see to what extent or to what place that he wants us to go to. 简
单的来说，就是神创世以前的那一个旨意完全成就在我们的身上。
To put simply, is the fulfillment of God's will before the foundation of the world to fulfill in us.
借着我们来成全在全宇宙的当中。
And to through us that we would be fulfilled in the universe.
弟兄姊妹，这是以弗所书所给我们所注意到的。
And this is what the book of Ephesians let us see.
但是我们就说这么大的这个事情，我们怎么能承担得了？
And we say that such a great matter, how could we receive it?
我们怎么会走上这样的一个路？
How could we walk up to this path?
这个路在哪里？我们也没弄清楚。
And we are not even sure where this way is.
我们怎么可能走呢？
And how could we walk on it?
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他爱我们就爱到底。
He loves us to the end.
所以他不仅是在边上的扶持。
So not only is he standing beside us,
后面的保护。
And to protect us from behind.
前面还有引导。
But ahead of us, he's leading us.
这里他是说我用慈神爱说来牵引你们。
It says here, I led them with course of human kindness, with ties of love.
虽然慈神爱说是翻译的人把它翻得那么传神的。
It's very vivid the way it's translated.
但是神也实在是在这样的实际的里边来领我们走前面的路。
But truly, it is in this reality that God leads us to walk the way ahead of us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当我们的主在那里说出他跟以色列的那个关系。
When God is there to proclaim the relationship
between him and Israel. 这个关系从亚伯拉罕开始。
It begins with Abraham.
一直等到他们被掳的时候为止。
Until when they were sent to exile.
在这一长段的时刻的当中。
And within this time period.
神说我爱他们。
God said, I love them.
我一直以来就是这样的领着他们行走在我的心意里。
And this is how I continue to lead them to walk in my heart desire.
但是我们读下去的时候。
But when we continue on.
我们就读到神心里头那个难过。
And we could read about the sorrow of God's heart.
因为像这样的一位神在那里把他们引领。
Because such a God was there to lead them.
那他们的路应该是非常平静安稳的。
And the way, the path they walk on should be very restful.
因为他们一直是走在神爱的扶持的里头。
Because they're walking within God's love and His support.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我们如果熟悉在旧约的那个旧约的历史的时候。
For instance, if we're familiar with the history in the Old Testament,
你看到以色列人在外头跟别人征战的时候，
you can see whenever the Israelites were fighting with the other people,
他们有的时候啊，得胜到一个地步是我们不敢，也不能，也没有办法去想象的。
And sometimes they have victory to a point that's beyond our imagination.
他们可以整个的把 要消灭的全消灭掉。
They were able to destroy the whole group of enemies.
但是他们自己呢？
But for themselves,
一个人都没有损失。
And they did not lose anyone among them.
弟兄姊妹，你看过这样的事没有？
And brothers, have you
你听过这样的事没有？
Have you heard such a thing?
除了在圣经 里面你看到这样的记载。
Except from the recording of the Bible.
你没办法从其他地方看到这样的事情。
That you would not be able to see such thing anywhere else.
孙子兵法是我们中国的一个很厉害的一本兵书。
And in China, there's a very famous strategy book.
现在连美国的军事学校也用它来做课本。
It's a military strategy book. It's also used by the United States.
它里面就说到一些事情。
And within it, it mentions some things.
一个战役打下来的时候。
When a battle is fought.
敌人折损了一万人。
If the enemy loses 10,000 people.
那我们这一方面呢？
For ourselves.
也得要损折3000。
That we have to lose about 3,000.
那就是说，在战争的里边，绝对没有一个方面是叫做战胜的。
Which is to say, within a battle, there's no such thing of a complete victory on one side.
你可以有战胜战败的这个区别。
That you could have the difference of being victorious and being defeated.
但从实际上面来说，完全是失败的。
But in reality, it's all failure.
因为都是损失。
Because you will have loss.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当神带领他的百姓的时候
，When God was leading His
people, 神能让他的百姓完全没有折损。
That God would allow His people to not lose anyone.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是以色列人一点都不领神的情。
But the Israelites, they do not appreciate God.
他们要用自己的方法来维持他们以为对的。
They would use their own way to hold up to what they think was right.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，你就看到从第五节到第七节。
So, brothers and sisters, then you will see.
那是神说出他心里的伤痛。
From verse 5 to verse 7, God described his sorrow.
他说：“神说我那么长久这样的来对待他们。
”And God said that that's how I treat them for such a long time.
他们一点都不领会。
But they wouldn't understand.
但他们需要帮助的时候
，When they needed help.
他们不寻求神的帮助
，They would not seek God's help.
他们去寻求人的帮助
，But they would seek man's help.
在这里提到历史上。的事情
so here it mentions about something in
history. 就说到以色列在那一个时候
It tells of Israel at that time.
一面跟埃及和好
On one hand, they are peaceful with Egypt.
一面又跟亚兰后来是亚述来结盟
And they also made a treaty with Assyria.
我们都提过了因为我们读那个列王记的时候我们能晓得当时以色列的处境
ButWe have mentioned before in the book of Kings, when we read it, we can understand the condition of Israel.
以色列到了那个时候是算是一个 弱小的国家。
At that time, Israel was very weak.
夹在两个强国的当中。
And it was between two strong nations.
东边是埃及，西边是亚述。
On the east, it was Egypt, and on the west,
或者说东南是埃及，西北是亚述。
Oh, and the southeastern is Egypt, and the northwest is Assyria.
那这两个强国夹在他们当中，把它夹在当中的时候
，and when they are between these very very strong nations,
当然他们处境是很可怜
，and the condition is very pitiful.
但是他们要保存自己啊
，but they have to protect themselves.
他们就用人的外交方法了，我跟你也好，跟他也好。
So they use men's diplomatic ways and to try to be friends with both of them.
我利用这个人的权势来抵挡这一边的压迫。
And I'll take advantage of this side's strength to deal with the
other side. 我也利用这一边的生气来 减轻这一边的压力。
And also to use the other side's strength to reduce the pressure from the other side.
在人来说，这个外交很成功的。
And from man's point of view, it's very successful.
但是没用处。
But that's it's no use.
用在人中间也许有用处。
It might be successful.
用在神的百姓的身上是没用处。
But in God's people, that's no use.
因为神百姓的那一个盾牌是神自己。
Because the shield of God's people is God Himself.
神百姓的高台是神自己。
And God's people's fortress is God Himself.
神百姓的山寨是神自己。
And also the hiding place of God's people is God
Himself. 你要放弃神，而要用人来做他们的护卫，那这个是真的是泡沫。
If they want to forsake God and use man as a protection, it's no use. It's in vain.
那当时神就说。
And God said at that time.
我们先跳到那里。
Let's jump to.
跳到第七节。
Let's jump to verse 7.
接上第六节的最末后一句。
And also the end of verse 6.
因为他们随从自己的计谋，人的方法了。
That they would put an end to their plans.
我的民偏要背道离开我。众先知虽然招呼他们归上至上的主，却无人遵从主。
My people are determined to turn from me, even if they call to the Most High, He will by no means exalt them.
弟兄姊妹，这就是当时以色列在神面前的那个反应。
And brothers and sisters, this is the reaction of Israel before God.
他们不觉得神是他们的帮助。
They did not think that God is their help.
他们也觉得神不能帮助他们。
They felt that God could not help them.
他们更没有想到神会帮助他们。
And they did not think that God would help them.
所以他们根本不寻求神。
So they did not seek God at all.
他们终于就用人的手段、人的方法、人的计谋。
So they use men's ways and schemes.
去调和他们所面对的一些困扰。
To try to solve the disturbance or the problems.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
When sisters take note.
神在这里说的一些话很。你了解神说这些话的时候很伤痛。
You should understand that when God spoke these words, He was very sorrowful.
因为神说的这个话的时候，
because when God spoke these words,
神指出了以色列的结局了。
He pointed out the ending of Israel.
他说以色列不会到埃及去。
He said that Israel would not return to Egypt.
但是他们却又让亚述来做他们的王。
But Assyria would rule over them.
那就是说到
，which is to say，
神不允许他们再去埃及。
That God would not allow them to go back to Egypt。
但是神就指出，他再过三四十年被掳的时候，他们被掳去的地区，亚述。
But God pointed out in 30-40 years they would be sent into exile, and Assyria is the place。
三四十年以后才被掳。
So after30-40 years,
现在神就说出来了。
But now God said,
那为什么神不让他们当时就被掳呢？
But why would God not let them to be sent into exile at that
time? 弟兄姊妹，我个人就一个感觉。
Brothers, I have this feeling.
以色列人不知道三四十年。
That the Israelites did not know about 30-40 years.
但神知道这三四十年。
But God knows about these 30-40 years.
神知道他们只有那么一点点时间。
God knows that they only had this little bit of time.
因为这三四十年里边，如果他们再不悔改回转的话，那他们就到了人的尽头。
Because in these 30-40 years, if they do not repent or return, they
would come to an end. 也可以说是到了神的底线。
Which is to God's bottom line.
所以神还在那里说这些话。
So God continued to say these words.
如果按照那个历史的那么长久的发展下来，神可以不说这不在这三四十年里边再说话。
If it's according to the progression of history, God did not have to speak these words.
因为在神的眼中已经看见那个结局了。
Because in God's eyes, He had
already seen the ending. 他们没有看见结局。
But the people.
神看见那个结局。
Did not see the end, but God did.
既然结局已经定了。
So because the
end has been determined. 神也看到，他再用先知来说话，也都是徒然的。
And God saw that even the prophets continued to speak, it was in vain.
那干脆就不说了嘛。
So it might as well not to say anything.
但神还是说。
But God continued to speak.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
从这个点上
and from this point,
你了解到神心里头的意念
you can understand God's heart.
如果我们不能领会他神心里的意念
if we could not understand God's heart,
你就听听神自己说了
then you can listen to what God said.
神怎么说呢
and what did God say?
我虽然招呼他们他们却无人遵从主。
Even if they call to the Most High, he will by no
means. 那个结果就是要交给亚述人掳去了。
So the result is to hand them over to Assyria.
但是神在那里说。
But God said,
以法莲啊
，Ephraim,
我怎能舍弃你？如，我怎能弃绝你？
How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over?
我怎能使你如亚玛？怎能使你如石扁
？How can I treat you like Emma? How can I make you like?
我回心转意，我的怜爱大大发动。
My heart is changed within me, and all my compassion is aroused.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你在这里，你起码看到神的心思了。
You can at least see God's heart.
你体会神的心思了。
You can understand his
神看到那个结局
God saw the end,
神说出这样的话
and God spoke
但在人这方面还猛然无知
But for men, they still did not understand.
那神就好像眼巴巴地看着他的百姓就是这样给掳去了
So God can only watch his people being sent into exile.
那你留意到神心里边的那个意 那种感觉
Then we could pay attention to God's feelings within.
神说出
That God said,
我很不甘心
that I'm not willing.
我很不甘心
I'm really not willing.
我怎能舍弃你呢
How could I forsake you?
我怎能弃绝你呢
How could I hand you over?
我怎能让你如洗扁和亚玛一样呢
And how could I treat you like
Emma and Sodom? 上次我亲身跟弟兄姊妹提过了亚玛洗扁就是索多玛边上的两个小城
And last time I mentioned Emma and Sodom, they areat the place where Sodom and Gomorrah was.
在索多玛毁灭的时候这两个小城也同样的给毁了。
When Sodom was destroyed, these two little cities, they were also destroyed.
神说我怎么可能让你们落到这样的地步呢
And God said, how could I possibly let you fall into this condition?
神就在那里说我的怜爱大大发动。
And God said that all my compassion is aroused.
我巴不得我能回心转意啊。
How I want to change my heart.
但是神能在这个点上回心转意吗
But can God change his heart at this point?
哦，弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们稍微能领会这样 的情形
If we can understand this condition a little bit.
你就看到主是何等的为难
You can see how the Lord is in the dilemma.
管教不甘心
He's not willing to discipline.
不管教不可能
But it's impossible for him not to discipline.
那怎么办
So what could he do?
那只好交出去了
So he could only give them out.
那交出去那以色列就很惨了
But if he hand Israel over then Israel would be very miserable.
但是神在那里发表
But God proclaimed.
我没有办法舍弃你。
But how could I give you up?
我没有办法弃绝你。
How can I hand you over?
所以神在这里就宣告了另外一件事情。
So God proclaimed another matter here.
简单的说，我用诗篇上的一句话来表达这里吧。
And I can use one verse in the Psalms to express the feelings here.
一首虽然有眼泪
even though there's weeping at night
早晨便必欢呼
but in the morning there will be joy
这个诗篇上这个话是根据什么事来的
and where does this verse in the Psalms based on
是根据神给他的百姓碰到难处的人的感觉上面所了解的
It's based on how men feel when God lets his people encounter hardship.
因为领会过来的人就说出了
And because those who understand, they would say it like this.
你的怒气 不过是转眼之间。
That your wrath is but for a moment.
你的恩典却是一生之久。
But your grace is for a lifetime.
现在把那个诗篇上的话用在神这里的心情的发表。
So when
we 那很明确了。
Use the words of the Psalms to express God's heart here.
以色列到了这个地步，在神的官场里头，那个被掳已经成了定局。
That Israel has fallen to such a condition that they will be sent to exile for sure.
但神不甘心。
But God wasn't willing.
神说，我的怜爱大大发动，我不能舍弃你们。
That God said that all my compassion is aroused, I cannot
hand you over. 那结果就怎样呢？
So what is the result?
结果神就说，就说了 一些话。
As a result, God spoke.
那些话是什么呢？
And what are these words?
那第十节到十一节。
Verse 11.
他说，耶和华必如狮子吼叫，子民必跟随他，他一吼叫，他们就从西方急速而来，他们必如雀鸟从埃及急速而来，又如鸽子从亚述地来到，我必使他们住自己的房屋，这是耶和华说的。
They will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children will come trembling from the west. They will come trembling. To put it simply,
这是在被掳宣告的时候，立刻就加上。
This is the proclamation when they were exiled.
神要叫他们归回。
That God added this, that God would bring them back.
啊，虽然这个事情不知道什么时候才能出现。
Even though they did not know when this would happen.
但是你总看见神还是给他这些要被掳的百姓留下了一个希望。
But we can see that God still leave a hope for those who are going to be sent to exile.
那么既然我们引回到以赛亚书十一章上头，神在那个时候又宣告过一件事，和这件事很有关联的。
And then we will go back to the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. There are some words that are spoken by God that has a lot to do with this one.
那在以赛亚书十一章的应该是第八节吧。
It's in book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 8.
神就在那里说，就说说主必二次伸手招呼他的百姓。
It's in verse 11 that God said that he will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
But sister, you can see.
神头一次把他的百姓带回来。
The first time that God brought his people back.
那是出埃及。
Which is out of Egypt in Exodus.
主必二次伸手召回他的百姓。
But the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim his people.
按理来说是应该说到犹大从巴比伦被归回。
According to reason, it should be Judah coming back from Babylon.
但弟兄姊妹们，你如果读经读得细心一点的话，
But brothers, if you are careful reading the Bible,
你只能说从巴比伦的归回是局部的应验。
You can only say that returning from Babylon is part of the fulfillment.
因为在巴比伦的归回只是犹大跟便雅悯。
Because the returning from Babylon is only Judah and Benjamin.
以色列北边那十个支派还没有包括在里头。
The 10 tribes in the northern part of Israel, they are not included.
所以这个主必二次伸手招呼他的百姓，在巴比伦归回是局部的应验。
So when it says the Lord will reach out his hand a second time, the returning from Babylon is only a part of the fulfillment.
还要等到有一天全部的应验。
But still, we have to wait for that day for it to fulfill completely.
那是什么时候呢？
And which is when?
在他们那个时候，他们根本不可能知道。
And during their time, they could not understand, could not know at all.
巴比伦被掳还有70年的年数。
There was still 70 years before they sent into exile in Babylon.
以色列的被掳好像看不到尽头。
That this exile, it's as if they could not see an end to it.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
但在他在那里宣告被掳的时候，他就宣告归回。
When he was there to proclaim exile, he was also proclaiming the returning.
哦，归回到自己的地方，住在自己的房屋。这是耶和华说的。
That says, I will settle them in their homes, declares the Lord.
什么时候呢？
And when would that time be?
他们那个时候不可能知道。
That they would not be able to understand at that time.
他们没有犹大那样有福气。
That they are not as blessed as Judah.
犹大知道自己是七十年。
Judah knows that it's 70 years for them.
以色列不知道自己被掳了多少年。
But Israel does not know how long they will be sent into exile.
但是我们今天知道。
But now today we know.
我们知道他们要被掳到什么时候。
And we know that how long they will be in exile.
他们被掳到主回来的时候。
They will be in exile until the Lord returns.
那这就是主二次伸手招呼他的百姓的那个完全的应验。
And this is the complete fulfillment of the Lord stretching out his hand a second time.
现在我们今天晚上要经文只能看到这里。
And this evening we can only come to here.
但是我要和弟兄姊妹们留意一件事情。
But I'd like to share this with brothers
and sisters. 你看到神这样子。又说出他怎么爱他的百姓，结果又让他的百姓落到管教鞭打的里头，再后又看见他把百姓又挽回过来。
As you can see in God's words how he described how he loves his people and how he would discipline them and also bring them back.
你说神的心情是怎么样的？
And how would you describe God's feelings?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我不想和弟兄姊妹们再深入看神的性情。
Then I do not want to go into a deeper sharing with brothers and sisters about God's nature.
因为这个弟兄姊妹你自己也能领会的。
Because brothers and sisters, you can understand this in yourself.
我要特别提出来的一件是什么呢？
What I'd like to mention is this.
是许多人常常对神的误会。
It's a misunderstanding of many.
当人看见神这样的处理他的百姓当中的事情。
And when we look at how God deals with His people.
就好像觉得神不大可靠。
And we might feel that God is not dependable.
因为他是这样，又改了这样，又回到这样。
Because he keeps changing.
但是我们感谢神，如果我们真要看的话，你看到神没有改变。
But we thank God because if we truly look at it, we know that God does not change.
因为神从起初到终点完全是一样。
Because from the beginning to the end, God is the same.
你看见在这起头和终点当中的那个过程好像有点变化。
But you see, if you look at the progress between the beginning and the end, there might be some changes.
但是这些变化没有影响神的起头。和神的终结。
But these changes do not affect the beginning and the end of God.
那我们能看到这样的一件事情。
And if we can see this,
我们就会领会到这个实在的那个意思。
And then we will understand the true meaning.
但是人说神明明在那里改变嘛。
But man would say that God is surely changing.
并且他那个改变好像在人眼中看来是180度的。
And also his change in men's eyes is 180 degrees.
起初就是爱他们。
In the beginning, he loves them.
爱到一个地步恨铁不成钢。
And loves them to a point that he really wants them to be successful.
等到他们好像看来不能成钢了，就丢弃他们，好像烂鞋一样。
And to a point that he said he see them, they cannot be built up, then he would cast them off.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
很多人是这样来看神。
That many would look at God this way.
因为他们只看见局部。
Because they can only see a part of it.
看见几个点。
They can only see some certain point.
没有看见那整条线。
They could not see the whole line.
也没有看见整个面。
Or the whole picture.
那所以对神有很多的误会。
So they have a lot of misunderstandings toward God.
而这个误会呢，读神的话，读到，特别是读中文圣经。
And this misunderstanding, especially if you read the Chinese translation,
and you
read these words, they would doubt about God's nature.
因此你注意到，圣经上是中文圣经，不是有很多有好些个地方说到神后悔吗？
And brothers and sisters, if you take note in the Chinese translation, there are many places that God regretted.
英文就是 repent, huh?
And in English translation, it says God repent.
但是跟中文的那个后悔是有意义上不完全接近。
And it's not very close to Chinese translation. It's God regret.
但是不管怎么了，你说神后悔了。
But no matter what,
你用后悔这个字来看神现在这里， 何西阿书里面这些是神有没有一点后悔的情绪在这里？
And if you use this word regret and look at what's described in the book of Hosea, you would say that it's God regretting what he did.
弟兄姊妹们，我们绝不这样看神手中所做的工。
My sisters, we cannot look at God's work in His hands.
我们如果我们从那个后悔这个字的原来的意思来看。
If we look at the original meaning of this word regret,
完全没有后悔的意思在那里。
It has no meaning whatsoever about regretting.
做错了事的后悔。
It's not like after you make some mistakes that regret about it.
神没有后悔的事。
That God does not regret.
因为他是全知的神。
Because he's all knowledgeable.
什么事情都在他的观察的底下一清二楚。
Because everything is under his watching is very clear.
这就是有的时候我们没办法了解神的其中的一个点。
And this is something that we cannot understand about God.
我们是说，神，你既然都知道那些事情了，你为什么还允许它出现？你不允许它出现，天下太平。
And we would say that God, if you know about these things, why would you allow this to happen? If they don't happen, it would be all peaceful.
你也不麻烦人，也不苦恼。
And it would be no trouble for you and no sorrow for man.
但是神不是这样。
But God is not like this.
神明明知道是那样的结果，他还是允许那个结果发生。
That God knows about the result or the end, but He will allow it to happen.
我想约伯的故事就很清楚说明这一个点。
And the story of Job clearly illustrated this point.
但神为什么又让那些事情发生呢？
But why would God allow things to happen?
因为神也知道约伯的结局。
Because God also knows about the end of Job.
那个结局所带出来的结果就是撒旦蒙羞。
The result of the end was that Satan was
shamed. 我不扯那么远。
That I would not go so
far. 我要把那个意思点出来。
That I would point out the meaning.
因为当我们圣经里面记载，中文圣经记载，神后悔头一次出现在哪里。
But it's in the Chinese translation, where's the first time that it records God regrets?
很容易有这个印象。
That you might, very easily you will come up with this impression.
洪水以前。
It's before the flood.
神后悔造人在地上。
That God regrets creating man.
真的后悔吗？
Did he truly regret?
如果真的后悔的话，就要把人整个的除灭。
If he truly regret that he will cut man off completely.
那是洪水来了，不是除灭了吗？
So when the flood came, did he wipe out
挪亚和他一家？
He did not wipe out the entire population, but he saved Noah and his family.
那就显明神并没有后悔造人嘛。
So it tells us that he did not regret creating man.
如果后悔造人的话，连挪亚那一家也都得灭掉啊。
If he regretted creating man, he would have destroyed Noah and his family.
那我们怎么去了解那件事呢？
So how could we understand
that matter? 那我们从那个后悔那个希伯来文也好，希腊文也好，他们那个字的含义上面来说呢？那是改变意思。
So if we look at the Hebrew or the Greek meaning of this word regret is that it changes his meaning.
是有改变，但是不是没有悔的成分。
There's a change, but there's no regret.
改变什么呢？改变工作方法。
What was changed? It was the method of working.
所以神就改变他的主意了。
So he changes his idea.
那个主义只限于神的做工的方法。
Then the idea is limited to the way he works.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你了解的这一点，你就知道了。
So brothers, if you understand this, then you will know.
这是神的性情。
This is the nature of God.
神是从永远到永远的神。
God is a God from eternity to eternity.
他既然是从远到永远的神。
So because he's a God from eternity to eternity.
他自己是不肯。就没有改变。
So in him, there's no change.
但他手里头做工的目的呢，也没有改变。
And the purpose of his works would not change.
但是神做工的方法呢，是可以改变。
But the ways that he works could change.
因为神所着重的，不是那个工作方法的不变。
Because what God emphasized on is not that there would be no change in the way he works.
看重的是那个目的不变。
What he emphasizes on is the purpose would not change.
是那个内容不变。
It's the content does not change.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他实在是不改变的神。
Indeed, he's a God does not change.
所以他放出以色列。
So he gave Israel away.
他还把以色列收回来。
Then he will bring them back.
因为这是他的目的。
Because this is his purpose.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
先知书, 特别是何西亚先知书, 要给我们去领会神的感情, 那是很深刻的一本书。
The prophetic books, especially the book of Hosea, it causes us to understand deeply what God's compassion is.
我们仰望主, 借着先知书, 让我们更多地认识他的自己。
We look to the Lord that through the prophetic books that we can understand, we can know him more.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
And we'll end up sharing here this evening.